Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
All right, Luis Gutierrez joins us now, former congressman. And Luis, you mentioned last time you were on with me that you are now in Chicago, and boy, are you! I mean, we're hearing from you. You're out there. You're talking a lot and making a lot of you're weighing in on the news, and it's good to have your voice back here. I just want to check in with you again, see how you're doing.
I'm doing really good. I'm obviously wrapping up the last financial stop here in Puerto Rico, and I'm on a flight back on Southwest first thing in the morning. Sorry for the unpaid advertisement there. But I'm on a flight right back to Midway tomorrow. Chicago's my home again. It's my residence, my principal residence. I'm registered to vote, as I shared with you. I have a new driver's license from Illinois, and I have a beautiful home in the northwest side of the city of Chicago, and I'm happy to be back. Obviously, May the 9th is an exciting event for me as a grandfather. I just can't wait to spend lots of time. It's one of the joys of being 67 is having grandchildren.
So wait, how many grandchildren do you have? I heard you have one on the way.
I have two. Okay. So I have one May the 9th. He'll be Luis David. And Luis Andres is 17. He's graduating. He's going to Soldier Field sometime in the middle of June. Apparently there's going to be a graduation there.
Nice.
And then he's off to Western Michigan in August. I have to go to make sure that my my daughter and my son-in-law leave him in peace so that he gets to go to college without them offering their house. I can see the pain in their faces every time they talk about dropping him off.
So it's hard to let go.
There. Yeah, well, it was hard for me. I cried all the way back from Champaign-Urbana when I dropped Jessica all the way back home. That was like 2.5-3 hours. And so I remember what it's like, but hey, I put her in the room, got her bed set up, we got everything set up, all her luggage, and then we said, you know what, it's time to begin that new step in your life, and it's a step that needs to be independent so that you can continue to grow and mature.
And thankfully, it looks like college is going to look a lot different this semester than it did last year, right?
Yes,
and
it
thankfully,
it
too,
a
for the... Yeah. And those graduation ceremonies, too, are returning, which is pretty cool. Soldier Field, is that what I just heard you say? They're going to do one in Soldier Field.
Yes, we already checked in Soldier Field. I don't have the exact date. Mm-hmm. But I have to get the date down, Pat, because one of the things about grandfathers is, I don't know, I always wanted a car when I went to college. A few of the kids did have one. So don't worry, I'm buying him a very safe, not a sporty one. So I can't wait to wrap it up and go to the graduation and see the look on his face when he walks out. He knows he's getting it. He just doesn't know what color it is or what kind it is.
Oh, how cool is that? Well, you get to spoil him as the grandpa. That's how it goes.
Yeah,
it's your prerogative.
It's beautiful to spoil them. My daughter's always said that I should. Why wasn't I like that one? They were
you were more strict.
You know what I told them? I told them the truth. I said, I've grown. I've matured. I learned a lot from the two of you. And so I'm not going to do the same mistakes.
Well, what a good answer, except I think as a parent, you want to be strict because you're forming them and the grandparents can come and, you know, screw it all up. Mom always comes
you're
over.
You're probably right, but you know, I got away with that answer.
Well, here, answer me this, because a lot of folks say that because you're speaking out a lot on a number of issues, and you've always been known for that in Chicago, especially immigrants' rights and things like that. But right now, you're back on the scene and you're making your voice heard. And a lot of people are speculating, well, wait a minute, what's Luis Gutierrez up to? Is he going to be running for political office sometime soon again back here in Chicago? What is your answer to that?
You should put a really clear markers on this tape, because absolutely not. I am delighted to, I don't know, play the role of elder statesman, right? Retired. But I'm still part of a community, right? I'm still a Chicagoan who loves the city of Chicago, who loves its community, who's very committed to its prospering and its growth. And so that's why I spoke out. Look, I just arrived April 1st. So I was gone for 2 years and 4 months, right? I wasn't a resident of the city of Chicago. I was gone. Did I visit a couple of times? Sure. I visited a couple of times. Did I campaign for Biden all over the country? Yes. But I was a resident of Puerto Rico for the last 2.5 years. But I arrived, and then there was this 13-year-old child, boy, shot with his hands up in the air and his hands empty. And I felt that it was necessary for me to speak to that. The other thing is, you will be hearing from me because we're in the formation stages, because I feel that comprehensive immigration reform is going to come, and I don't feel the immigrant community is ready as fully as it can be for when that happens. Who's going to help those millions of immigrants navigate the system? I think I understand a little bit about the federal government after 26 years and being a member of Congress, and so I want to be ready for that as I help raise my grandson. So I get to do both things.
Didn't your daughter run for office with alderman? I could have sworn.
She did. She ran. She lost by 130 votes. I think it was a good lesson. Now she's a mom, right? She's a wife. She's a mom. She has a brand new home in Belmont Cragen. So she went from kind of college, PhD graduate to mom, wife, and homeowner. And she's out there in the community each and every day helping people get vaccinated. So the COVID-19, she's out there working every day to make sure that in the Belmont Cragen neighborhood of the city of Chicago, one of the most devastated, just so we know, one of the most devastated by COVID-19, she's out there each and every day. And even though it's only a couple of weeks, she's still working. I tip my hat off to that girl, for that woman, mom, right, but my girl always, for going out and working. And she's helping young dreamers, those that came here undocumented with their parents, fill out their forms. So she's learning. If she isn't in a food drive, at a COVID-19 vaccination drive, and an immigration drive, she's doing something each and every day. And I think that's grounding her. And I'm happy she's having that experience. So if she decides to run again, she can run on something more than that. My last name is Gutierrez, and my dad was a pretty good guy. You know, she needs to run on her own.
I hear you. Following in her daddy's footsteps, though, being out in the community and getting involved.
She always wanted to do that. Even as a little girl, she always wanted to do that all the time. She always said, I want to be president of the United States. She's always wanted to run for public office. She's always been engaged politically. And, it was a tough loss for her, especially in such a close election. But I think she's grown immensely. And she's on to a new phase of her life. Right? Mother, wife, homeowner, and civic-minded young woman in the community. So I'm very proud of her, as you can probably tell, and I'm very excited about the grandson. And she's named him Luis after me. So what's there to complain about?
She's doing everything right. That sounds like it. Hey, Luis, I can't believe you said absolutely not when I asked you if you're going to run for office, because in my life of doing this, I've never heard that from a politician or former politician ever. So that's a big deal for you to say that.
My life is done. Yeah, that part of my life is done, right? Mm-hmm. I have this wonderful opportunity to travel where I wish to travel. I'm really looking at the organization that it's a very primitive stage of the organization, right? I'm going to meet next week with about 20 volunteers. I have like a schedule of meetings during the next 6 to 8 weeks in which I'm going to meet with 100 volunteers that are going to form the core of the Chicago base of America's future. And they're going to be the core base. And we're going to train them, and just it's going to be wonderful events that I know you're going to cover, and you're going to see, hopefully, God willing, watch me and the organization help literally tens of thousands of immigrants get right with the law, help bring their moms and dads, help correct the paperwork that needs to be corrected, help become citizens of the United States. I want to see how we're going to engage them in English classes and in civics classes so that they learn and can be fully cognizant participants in our great, and I still believe America is a great democracy.
Yeah, I do too, Luis. I want to thank you for the time today. Please check back in
thank
with us
you.
Again. Have fun being
Please
a grandpa
with me.
We will take care
All
and have
right.
a good weekend. Okay.
All right.